Welcome back. I'm Shiraz. With me, Victoria and Muzamir. We're talking about Pesta Film Kita 2020. It's the third iteration of the festival, organized by Project Dialogue. It's going to be open in Kuala Lumpur on the 21st of March, and then there's going to be an edition in Sarawak on the 28th of March. So if you're in either city at that point in time, you can catch it. Lots of exciting stuff, workshops, film screenings, discussions. One of the things, of course, that seems to be quite special about it is the premiere of your films that you had given grants to. Now, I thought maybe, Victoria, you could help us understand the grants project, process. How is it structured in terms of time? If they're screening now in March, clearly it was some months ago that you gave the grants away. So tell us a little bit about the grant process.
If not mistaken, we put out the call for grants sometime in September, and then we started receiving applications. It took us about 2 to 3 weeks to narrow it down to about, I think, 100 applications. And then
how many pitches did you get? I mean, you narrowed it down to 100.
We had 200 submissions.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So that takes up most of our time, and then we eventually narrowed it down to 15, and then they had to pitch their films in front of a panel of jury, and then it will be whittled down to another 7. And this would be the final list. 4 from Kuala Lumpur, 3 from Sarawak this year.
Okay. And could you tell us who's on the jury? I mean, is that a secret?
No,
who's on
the
jury?
Not.
So tell us who's on the jury.
So we have Nandita Solomon.
Okay.
We have Liu Sing Tat.
Okay.
We also have Emmanuel Joseph, who is from Project Dialogue. And Putri Punarma Sugua, an up-and-coming filmmaker from Sabah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Nandita, of course, works as a producer with Dane Syed.
Yes.
And Lucinta, because I think his last big film was The Man Who
Saved the World.
Okay. So interesting, so professional filmmakers in the mix in that. Okay, do you, Abu Zemi, give the jury a brief? Do they have a... Are they given a guideline to what to accept?
Yes, we actually, when we call for submission, we already have our team. So our team is like expanding the democratic space. So we brief the jury about that. And I think beside that, I also participate to narrow down from 200 submissions. So actually, we already know what we want. What output that we want.
Okay, actually. Well, expanding democratic space, that's a very serious, it's like an academic topic, like you might do a course in expanding democratic space. I mean, how does that translate into the kind of creative work that you were talking about earlier that's not didactic, that's much more democratic, that's, you know, bold and imaginative, I think is the words you used, Victoria. How does democratic space and that go together?
So we understand that the concept itself is already very abstract to understand, which is also good because it is also less didactic. But when we initially told the filmmakers that this is what we're going for, I think they got it right away. But what the other thing we did was to also physically expand this democratic space, so to speak, by going around Malaysia to do our roadshows. We went to Terengganu, we went to Sabah, we went to Johor, we went to Ipoh, and also some parts in KL to promote the film festival. That to us is also expanding the democratic space by meeting with these people, showing them our films and having discourse with them.
Was that difficult? I mean, to do? I mean, how do you get people to come for a pitching session? Do you just put the word out, or is it on Instagram or social media? Was that mean?
Yes, for us, because this is our third time doing this, so they already know about Pesta Film Kita. So this time, our submission is very, for me, is I think very easy to choose, because all the participants already knew what we want to do.
Okay, so this is the benefits of being around for some time. Okay, I want to ask about... who are these people? I mean, 200 people is an amazing collection of people to have. Who are they in terms of the? I know that there's an age limit, 35, so people like me don't count. Okay, whatever. But what about them? And so, who are they? Could you tell us, both of you, who knows more about the demographics of the people involved?
I think most of them is film student or any young people who like to make films. Make film, make video in YouTube, so they are aware about what short film is. and they need some grant to make what their idea make it happens.
Okay, hey, more girls than boys, more boys than girls.
Oh. Do
you remember
still
gender thing?
Pretty much male.
Oh, yeah, really? Still,
males,
really?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, so what do you think that is, Victoria? I'm going to ask you since you're a woman.
I don't know really what it is because I haven't tried experimenting with film, but I think the whole idea of setting up your own crew, learning about the technicalities of handling a camera, which camera to buy, how to manage different moving parts of the technical process, that can seem intimidating, especially when the world does not seem very, especially the technical world doesn't seem very approachable to begin with.
For women? Young women?
It intimidates people, not just women. It intimidates a lot of people, but I think
boys
are encouraged much more to try things
really?
Out, to
experiment.
Really?
I mean, today you use your phone, everybody's the Instagrammer. You can, in fact, do high-quality films on your phone, right? So what would be, do you think, are there cultural, are you learning something about, on a cultural level, about the barriers for entry that people might be hesitant? What is it that's stopping them from expressing themselves?
So, actually, I'm quite surprised about for this year, we still didn't have any female filmmaker. But I think because it's related with what our society faces today. It's reflection. So what happened in Malaysia? Maybe in Malaysia, they are more male-dominated.
And really, and that's translating in less women wanting to express themselves.
I think partly it's also representation. We don't see many women up there in the creative industry. So we also, I think as women, feel like maybe this is not our area. We should go into an area where there's more women. We feel more welcomed or it's more our space, you know.
Well, I think having Nandita there must be quite good because, you know, she and Dane together as a couple, as partners in this enterprise of filmmaking have been really quite successful.
Yes.
Okay, so again, the 21st of March in Kuala Lumpur, 28th of March in Kuching, Pesta Film Kita, an amazing thing. What is the website that people can go to get more information?
So it's projectdialogue.com/PFK.
Okay.
Yeah.
PFK. Thank you so much, guys, for
Thank
being
you.
On the show. And well, that's all we have for you today. Remember to catch Pesta Film Kita 2020 in Kuala Lumpur on the 16th and in Sarawak on the 28th. That's all we have for Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kutan, only for Astro Awani.